Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
We're excited for the opportunity.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, I want a guy to hit a three and point to the passer.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri. Joined alongside me today is the sports staff, Benson Davis, alongside Colton Bailey. How you guys doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Great.
Doing great. Happy to be here.
Exciting to be here, as this is sadly our last basketball season coaches show of the year. So two seasons down, we just got baseball and softball ahead of us. But let's have a great coaches show before we get out of here. Benson, you're on the cross country team. You had your first meet this season?
Yeah, first track and field meet.
Track and field, yes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
All good.
I always mix those two up. First track and field meet. How'd it go? What's the results?
Went pretty well. I think the team, great start. The meet was at Anderson University, hosted by Hamilton Southeastern. It's called the Blue and White Relays. So a little unorthodox, a lot more relays than generally normal events. So I'm going to highlight some of the big things. So starting off in the 3200, I actually ended up running that, and I actually ended up winning.
Heck yeah. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you. 944, it was the 3200.
I let this guy read out the stats, and he reads out all his.
Wow. Hold on.
That's a joke, by the way.
It was the first one that popped up.
Yeah.
In the 4x4, Pendleton Heights placed third. That team consisted of Rydell Engelhard, Hector Avedia, Connor Weflin, and Owen Keane. So congrats to them on a top three finish. And in the men's DMR, it's a 3,000-meter relay. The first leg runs 1,200, then hands off to 400, 800, and 1,600. I was on that team. We ended up placing second. That was Zach White, Hector Avedia, Rydell Engelhard, and Benson Davis. And those are kind of the main ones. You know, we had some other competitors. And some of the other events, CJ Mitchum, I believe, got ninth in the 60-meter dash. So as a junior, being able to compete at a level like that, I'm excited to see his future. And, Talon Foster, 24th. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you, Zion.
Yeah, I heard, football season, CJ Mitchum was a receiver. Coach Richmond had a lot of good things to say, especially on the track side about CJ Mitchum. Who's the guy to look out for this year? I know we've got a little bit of a bigger senior class for track and field. Who's the guy to look out for?
Honestly, I think to look out for is going to be that 4x4 team and that 4x2 team. Mm-hmm. Guys like Nolan Hobbs, Joel Weaver, who did not compete because they don't have enough practices in quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Singh. And whoever that either CJ or Talon, whoever it may be, I think some records might be falling this season. So I think watching out for those guys. I think the guy to watch out for would probably be Joel Weaver. He just had a phenomenal freshman year, right? Mm-hmm. Freshman year last year.
Sophomore.
So, wow, that's incredible. So I think he's going to be the guy this year. So exciting stuff.
Yeah, we'll transition here to talk about basketball season, obviously. Feels like it's been a little bit because their last game fell on a Tuesday. Me and Benson were at it 52-51, if I'm not mistaken.
53-51.
Yeah, final tied. Score. Of course, at Greenfield for the sectional against Anderson. Don Bowling III with the clutch buzzer beater calls game in Greenfield territory and really shocks Pendleton Heights with an upset win. Sends Anderson to the second round where they would eventually lose to Greenfield, but a heartbreaker in the backyard rivalry ends Pendleton Heights season.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. Just the back and forth. We saw coming out of the halftime break, Pendleton Heights was down 2. They went on a 12-0 run to go up 10. Anderson fought right back, going on a 10-0 run themselves to tie up the game. And then from there, it was just back and forth. And buzzer, I mean, that was such a hard shot. I mean, if you haven't seen the video, go check it out. It's probably somewhere on Facebook or something. But fadeaway, off balance, one-legged, corner, mid-range, whatever that was.
Yeah,
it was
short corner
floater kind of, and it just drilled it. And against Anderson with that kind of county rivalry is just, it was unbelievable.
That was a great game. It was back and forth the whole time, but that's just a guy, a good sophomore that really like went a step above the rest. He made a game-winning moment. Pendleton Heights didn't lose that basketball game Don Bowling III just won it for them. You know,
I like that.
Yeah, it was a very good game. And, you know, that's, you're going to hear it in this interview that'll come up soon. I got the chance to sit down with Coach Rhodes earlier today. He's told the seniors, like, that's not how the season was supposed to end. Like, it really is not the greatest that it ended like that, because those seniors didn't deserve it. You know, I look at it like this because it's my senior year. It's the final go around here for us at radio. I mean, what a season for them. I mean, first positive year in a very long time. First positive, I think, in 7 years, I believe. Just an outstanding season. They went on an 8-game win streak at one point. No one expected this. When he was hired, they asked him 500, and he took this team way above, put them in the top 20 rankings, and really an unforgettable season for a big senior class.
Yeah, you know, guys like Cooper Sims hitting their 1,000 points. It was such a unique senior class, and obviously I might be a little biased because those are guys that I kind of spent my high school time with, but just the chemistry they had with this brand new coach and with each other, it's something that I don't think we'll see again for a long time. And, you know, tough, really, really tough way to go out, but I don't think they have anything to hang their heads about. They had a great season, one of the best seasons they've had in about a decade. So 17-5. Yeah. Great job to that team, guys. Cooper Sims, you know, Ashawn, James, Hayden. I want to hit them all, Zion. Help me out.
Sam and Isaac.
Yeah. Just want to shout them all out because they've worked their butts off. And
if we missed anyone, I'm deeply sorry. I don't think we missed anyone.
Congrats to all of them.
Yeah, we'll go in a little bit more depth here. I mean, James Hughes, well, for this whole team, 4 years, 3 coaches, not ideal if you hear that on paper, but they really made the most of it. James Hughes, a guy, every time I talk to him in an interview, he always mentions playing time because he didn't see a lot of it until this year. And, you know, you really hope that guy can continue playing collegiately because that's what he wants. You know, maybe it's a NIU Indy or something fun like that. You know, you hope that guy gets picked up because he really poured it all out this season. Ashawn Singh, a guy that's battled adversity, a great 2, maybe 3-year starter here at Pendleton Heights. I mean, later down the road, he was out for 2-3 games and then full stretch until that final Anderson game. He played out of his mind. He played very good. Started the third quarter at Anderson with a 12-0 run. It was just, you know, he got into foul trouble and had to step away because of that. But, I mean, Cooper Sims, 1,000-point scorer. There's a lot of impact seniors that have really laid the groundwork for the culture that team's trying to set.
Absolutely. And to go back on James Hughes, he had the game of his life against Anderson. I believe he had 8 blocks, I think is what.
You don't hear about that, you know? It's crazy.
I think that's more, I mean, he had the tough bucket to tie up the game. That was the biggest bucket of his life. And then it kind of gets overshadowed because Don Bowling hit that buzzer beater. But, you know, if that had to happen, I think James Hughes would be like, I think that game would have been, you know, the game kind of went to Don as the player of the game, yeah, but I really think James Hughes had, I mean, what a phenomenal
they were in it late because of him.
Correct.
You know,
yes.
They don't get to that point unless he can tie it with under 30 seconds left. And I mean, Coach Rhodes told me that play was designed for Cooper Sims. They just got it to Hayden. Hayden didn't like his look, and then they found James. So they find a way to get it to that point. It's just a heartbreaker way to get it there because, I mean, the sectional fell out as Pendleton Heights would lose to Anderson. Anderson would lose to Greenfield by a wide margin, and then Greenfield would lose to Mount Vernon in the championship round. So Mount Vernon will take on Pike at Southport for the regional title. But it's tough because Mount Vernon's the front runner. And for us here, I mean, obviously you don't want to look ahead of the teams in the sectional tournament, but we were looking at Mount Vernon. You know, that's a team you wanted to play, and they couldn't get that far. So, you know, if anyone's hearing this, not a season to hang your head on it whatsoever. So many highlights, so many things that, you know, we're glad we saw this year, and we hope can continue under Coach Rhodes. With that, that'll wrap it up for this opening segment. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance, located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Programming on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Community Sports and Wellness, Fitness, Tennis, Pickleball, and Athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. phone, 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. My name is Zion Palmieri. You're listening to this interview on today's ASN Coaches Show. Here in the studio, head coach of the Arabian boys basketball team, head coach Jared Rhodes. So we'll get straight here into the questions. So tough loss in the first round of sectionals over Anderson. So, you know, to start off, we'll go into that game a little bit. Sean Singh and company, 12-0 run in this third quarter. 6 points for Pendleton Knights in total in the fourth. What didn't go your way towards the end of that game?
A pattern that was there all year long was when Ashawn was in foul trouble, defensively, we took real steps back. And Ashawn got in foul trouble. He was battling it the whole game against Anderson, but we had to take him out. He picked up his fourth. We couldn't get stops for a little while. And I credit our team for continuing to fight. They fought all the way to the end. They made it tied it up with whatever 30 seconds or whatever it was. But yeah, that third quarter, it felt like, all right, we got it going now. And then unfortunately we let it slip and let them get on a run. Right back the opposite direction.
Yeah, and obviously a game winner for Anderson. It is pretty polarizing. I mean, that place was super loud. I think a lot of people could take that. You know, for the seniors, obviously it's sad for them. That's the end of their careers. You know, if they're not playing collegiate basketball, that's the end there. For others, it's motivating for the young guys. How did you take that moment and that experience as a head coach?
Both of those. I told the team in the locker room, specifically those seniors, that they didn't deserve to lose like that. That's not the way it should have ended. If we were able to write the story, we would have had a much better ending, right? And then I told the young guys, similar to what you just said, like, this needs to be motivation. If this doesn't make you want to work, then we have issues. But I thought Anderson's a good team. They had a good year, and he hit an unbelievably tough shot. Like, that's a play that he'll remember. The town of Anderson will remember. I mean, legitimately, that's a big moment and a big shot from a kid. So, again, not the way I felt. Like, our seniors had put in so much work and they'd bought in so much that you wanted it to end in a better way than that. But for every team in the state, except for four, your last game is a loss, right? Like, it happens. I thought we had some bumps along the way. It wasn't perfect. But all in all, this was a really, really good year one. And, I love this senior class forever.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, you've been Pendleton's head coach, you teach here at the high school, but how much did this pull you into the rivalry really, and kind of light the fire inside of you to get back at it next year?
Yeah, I think I was very naive game one about how big the Anderson Pendleton rivalry was. And then we won, and you know, you don't see them again until sectionals, so you don't really think about it a bunch. But yeah, it's a rivalry, and we will be up for that game. We will treat it with the seriousness it deserves for as long as I'm the head coach here, moving forward.
Yeah, and obviously, Pendleton Knights, historically has struggled in the sectional tournament, faring 1-14 in their last 15 games. What do you think it's going to take in the future to get Pendleton Heights over that hump, get a sectional win, and hopefully a couple of those and a title with it?
One, this is a tough sectional. Not that that's an excuse, but I mean, that's just looking purely at the facts. This is a good sectional year in and year out. So that adds to the challenge. But nothing. I mean, we're a couple of bonehead turnovers or a few stops or a few rebounds away from winning this one. We just got to continue to build the right culture and kind of a program that rises to the occasion and doesn't get scared of the moment. And I thought our team was that. That wasn't a dig at this year's team, but it wasn't enough. And we got to get back to work as soon as we're allowed to get back on the floor with these guys. Just start working to try to, again, raise the level of Pendleton basketball.
Yeah, and, you know, for you, how do you plan to attack the sectional tournament next year? Are you going to make any big changes? For you, it felt like, you know, you were kind of entering this year with your seniors as a backbone to figure it out. But with only one game, it feels like you really haven't experienced a tournament. What do you think?
Great question. That's what, you know, I've had some conversations with other coaches. I've had conversations with our staff. That's not one. We have our banquet this week. Once I get through kind of the banquet and all the end of year stuff you have to do as a head coach, then I'll really sit down and analyze. Cause there are some things that we do need to change or adjust a little bit. But I want everybody's input and then kind of see where we're at. Sectionals is what, I mean, again, we competed. I never like to lose, but like they went down swinging and James Hughes hit a game tying basket with 30 seconds. And if I told anyone in the world that James Hughes would be in that game, in that moment, rising to that occasion, if I had told anyone that when I got hired, they would have told me I was crazy. And that's a testament to James in particular improving, but just the state of the program. You know, like in that moment, Cooper Sims, we run a play for Cooper to try to tie the game. He shares the ball with Fox, then shares the ball with James. And like they were trusting each other. Again, it stinks that shot went in, but I was very proud of our guys all year long.
Obviously a first year head coach. What was the biggest challenge for you this year and what can you take from this season into next?
It's a good one. Again, there's been some reflection. I don't necessarily have the perfect answer to that question. But I think a very obvious pattern is so far in this program, under me, since I've been here, we lost two in a row three times. And we got to be able to get over losses. And I feel like I've identified the issue there, but then it happened again at sectional. So just being able to move on and each game kind of has a life of its own. That's one that stands out immediately. There's some culture stuff I'd like to take a step forward in. It was really good. I'm not complaining about what we had this year, but we got to continue to push that because I think culture wins. I think if we have a strong culture, then some of the games we felt like we gave away, you don't give away because the culture shows even when things aren't great. And then we lost a few down the stretch. We lost four of our last nine. And that's it's not a good stat. And so I've been having those discussions. The other thing is I really trust the senior class, so I gave them a little time to decompress. And then I want to pick their brains about why they think some of it happened. I have what I think happened, but I want to hear from the guys who are actually doing it and take their input into what changes or what stays for next year.
Yeah, and then, you know, you mentioned in a prior interview with me, when you were hired, the term 500 was thrown out a lot. That's kind of what the expectation seemed to be, is what you've presented to me. This year, Pendleton Heights has far exceeded that. But in your mind, do you think you've done that? I know it's tough, knocked out of your first sectional tournament in round one against a tough Anderson team. But, I mean, most winningest season in 9 years, you were one win away from the most wins in 14 years. You had the longest win streak in, I think, 9 years here. Like, you've a season of firsts, as you've called it. What do you think about it? Did you exceed expectation?
Yeah, I think the guys exceeded expectations. I don't really know what those expectations were other than, you know, have a successful year, and it's pretty loosely defined. I think the 500 mark mattered because it had been so long, and mm-hmm. that was kind of one we threw out there. But I think we got a lot out of this group. I think the 17 wins, and yeah, Cooper Sims can score that thing, and we will miss Cooper Sims' ability to score the ball in the future. But other than Cooper, you got just a bunch of guys who bought into their role and played as hard as they could for most of the year. I mean, every guy takes a play or two off, but for the most part, they played really, really hard. And that, so like moving forward, when we talk to these young guys, that's the expectation. It's not wins or losses we're talking about. It's how you buy into your role and the effort that's required to play at the level we want to play at. And that is why I'm so grateful for those seniors, is they've shown these young guys, like they've all seen now an example of what it takes. And it takes commitment to each other, commitment to your role, and then playing with an effort that you're at times can be uncomfortable, right? Like the demands of the game, you just got to figure it out. And the senior class showed them. And I'm talking the few young guys that were on the varsity bench, or the JV guys sitting behind the bench, or even the freshmen that were in the crowd watching. They've seen it, and don't live up to that, you're gonna have a hard time playing for us. Because this is the start of some sustained success, and not just a blip on the radar. Where, Pendleton was good at 1 year. I think we have a lot of pieces coming back. I think, again, with all the work, who knows? But we're definitely excited about the future. Sad to lose this senior class, but we're still excited about the future moving forward.
And wrap up this interview here. Who's going to be the next stars for Pendleton Heights? Obviously, you got a few returning pieces and a guy like Brant Gray who will be a senior, but you graduated a big class. Who's the new faces of this basketball team?
Yeah, the sophomore class. Sophomore class is interesting. We have, you know, Braxton Young, Ryder Gardner, Jace Washington. Those three kind of dress varsity all year long, and that would kind of, I think everyone would assume that they'll step right in and kind of fill some holes. But the sophomore class is deep, and they all kind of play different sports. So it'll be interesting to see who finds time to put the work in for basketball. And I'm a big supporter of multiple sports. But with that, it's kind of a wild card on who develops. You know, one sport athlete in the gym all the time, it's pretty easy to see where that progression's going. But freshmen had a great year. Freshmen were, I think, 10-5, and they lost 5 games by 16 points. So, I mean, everything was super close. 8th grade class is very talented. If you go back, even the 6th grade class is deep. So point is, there's a lot of talent coming up. And the PABC, our youth league, they all had good years, and they're in their different leagues and divisions. Pendleton Heights basketball is in a good position moving forward. I can't specifically answer. You asked who the next stars are. I'm not exactly sure. But the point is, there's enough talent here, and they're working at it. And there seems to be a passion for it, to where I don't quite know who the stars will be, but I'm confident we'll have them. And that's a good place to be in for a high school program.
Well, a tough ending to this season, but certainly not one to hang your head on. You made this one very memorable, Coach. We appreciate you guys being as cooperative you are and joining us for all these interviews this year. So thank you for all your time, and, you know, good luck on your next years.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck at Ball State, man.
Thank you. Next up, for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters, and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
As more club and travel sports pop up every year, they often muddy the waters on what the purpose of sports should be for student athletes at this age.
But high school sports are different.
It's not about becoming the best athletes, it's about becoming the best people.
It's not about scholarships, it's about coaches mentoring you, camaraderie with your teammates, and the connection you build with your school community.
It's not about year-round training. It's about developing resilience, responsibility, and a strong work ethic for life.
It's not about what am I going to get out of this. It's about playing for something bigger than yourself, for your team, your school, and your entire community.
High school sports help us grow in ways that will serve us for the rest of our lives, not just in the game.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidick. Support what makes education-based athletics different by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing students as people. This is fulfilling a greater purpose. This is your IHSAA.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Pendleton Heights High School's athletic director, Mr. Chad Smith. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So since we've last talked, there's been a lot of new additions to the Hoosier Heritage Conference. So we're going to kind of go all over the place with this interview, but we'll start with the landscape of the Hoosier Heritage Conference right now. So three new teams have recently joined: Brebeuf Jesuit, Lebanon, as well as Garen Catholic. What do they bring to the conference?
Well, I think they bring, vast differences between all the schools, but also bring us some balance that we were looking for in the conference. I think it wasn't a secret. There were four private schools that applied for the conference, and not having an opportunity to speak to the public necessarily all the time to explain what the reason and the thinking were on certain teams and this and that. Just for me personally, I felt like bringing four private schools into the conference really changed the landscape of the conference and would lean towards the private. And there's not a whole lot of difference now with the way that education is going. Outside of athletics, with school choice and all that. So there's not a huge difference, but I also still wanted to have that leaning towards public school. And the majority vote necessarily went on important matters. And so I think we accomplished that with the two private schools, and then Lebanon, a public school, coming in. And then I think just competition level wise, we took a conference that was already tough and now has made it tougher. So that's a good thing for our student athletes. But it's also a challenge, and I know our coaches and our athletes will be up for that.
Yeah, so the Hoosier Heritage Conference extended invites to the three schools that did join. From the process of invitation to now they are in the conference in the future, what does that process look like?
Well, it's difficult. It really is. Some really tough conversations happen between conference schools, the existing conference schools, and sometimes some feelings are hurt in those conversations. And that's tough because we, as a group, as athletic directors, as principals at our conference, we have a really strong a strong relationship with the schools. We value each other. We are committed to each other and are loyal to each other. But in the end, you have to do what's best for your own school. And those tough conversations have happened over the last year and a half to 2 years. And we finally landed where we did, and we extend those invites. And now the even tougher part happens because now you begin to start to adjust the schedules and all the sports. And that's where it gets really difficult. And that's where people like me will earn their paycheck now.
Yeah. How important was it for you to keep this conference at 8? Because obviously it drops down below and the three schools put it back at 8 member schools.
Well, it's tough to have a conference. In my opinion, it's tough to have a conference anything less than 8. I think 8 is the ideal number. It sets you up perfectly in football scheduling. And it's to go any lower than that, it can be done, but it's just difficult. I think you look at the teams now, you know, we were fortunate enough to be able to fill the vacancies on our schedule for next year in football. We added Kokomo in week 3 and then Southport replacing Shelbyville in the final week. So those are things that people, I don't think, understand how difficult that is. There'll be some people in our conference still looking for schools. I know that Greenfield was one that they were considering playing a team from Chicago. So those are really difficult because teams aren't available because they're already committed to their conference in those weeks. And so scheduling is just extremely difficult, but 8 is just a good number. That's what we've been comfortable with in the conference. There were discussions to go to 10. There were discussions to maybe offer some a combination or bring in other parts of conferences and go as high as 12. But I think ultimately we all felt best 8 was where we wanted to be. And we, through some hard work and tough conversation, we got there.
What are these middle bridge years going to look like until everything is fully final set? You mentioned the difficulty in scheduling opponents to fill where conference will later step in. For Pendleton Heights specifically, what will that look like in the next few years?
Well, it may not look a big difference because we have already played some of those teams. Lebanon's been on our schedule. Garen Catholic's been on our schedule. And Brebeuf we have kind of sprinkled in here and there. So we'll look to add them in. The first thing, the integration part, will be through the individual competition sports. So, it's probably not, we were already looking at track in the spring and maybe bringing them in for the conference tournament or the conference meet. That's not going to work out because they already had a committed date with their county meets. We're already on those days that our conference meets are on, so those aren't going to work out. But we'll try to integrate them in the individual sports, tennis, golf, things like that. And then they'll be, full-blown on the schedule in all sports the following school year. So that'll be, 27, 28. So next year, you'll see them added in some areas where we can. I just was having conversations last night with Brebeuf and Garen both about trying to get them on JV baseball schedule and a JV softball game. Just trying to get them in so that our kids can get used to playing at that competition level.
Yeah. Final question here about the conference. This is your first time, long tenured athletic director, your first time being in the conversations of adding schools to the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Was this all really new to you? Did you have to learn this process or was it something you were aware of?
Yeah, it's something you learn and it's not anything that you really enjoy doing, to be honest with you. It's difficult. And like I said, there were some really tough conversations that when you walked away, I consider the ADs in our conference are friends also. And those were tough nights going to sleep knowing that somebody, you would upset somebody that day or they had upset you. And in the end, we all make up and hug it out and we'll move on. But Yeah, it's difficult. I don't want to do that. But I'll tell you, it was really important to me because I knew the work that went in. I was kind of around as an athlete in high school when this conference started. We were a charter member, founding member. So it was important to me that no matter what happened with the other schools, the name Hoosier Heritage Conference remained with us and that we remained committed to that conference and did whatever we had to do to make sure that we were able to maintain Hoosier Heritage Conferences. I think it has a great name statewide, a great reputation, and we were a founding member and we wanted to still be a part of that. So there were some options looking at other conferences. We had some invites and those just really weren't entertained because it's just something that we just weren't interested in doing.
That's really cool to know. We'll transition here to talk about the basketball side of things. Since we last talked, you had hired Coach Jared Rhodes, but we were talking about football at the time, so we really didn't cover it. So going all the way back to last year, talk to me about that hiring process. Was it difficult? Was it easy?
Well, it's always difficult because you always want to try to find the best coach that you can, but you also sometimes the best coach may not be the best fit. Mm-hmm. For what you're trying to accomplish or the vision that you have for your department or that particular program. And he just checked all the boxes. He fit in well. As far as I can tell, I think everybody in the building has really taken to him. He's a real people person. Kids seem to enjoy having him in class, and that's important that he's a teacher in the building and has those relationships with kids outside of basketball. And he's been able to build those and he's just a lot of fun to have around. And so when you have guys like that, it actually makes the process easier, but it is a difficult process because you always, we go back, we were forced to make a coaching change a couple years ago in July, and the timing to find someone that can come and teach and be a basketball coach, that's just not ideal in the middle of July. And Coach Buck was somebody that I knew that I could lean on for 2 years to be able to get us through that process. And so I'm happy for our seniors because I promised them that this, if they stuck with me, this was going to be what would happen in the end when they come out on the other side of the coaching changes. And so I'm happy for them to be able to experience the success they're having right now.
I feel like a lot of Pendleton coaches are homegrown talent, so to speak. They're from Pendleton or a neighboring area. Coach Jared Rhodes is all the way up north where he's from, still in Indiana. Was it ever a thought to you of like, you know, this guy isn't from Pendleton, it might be a little different, or was that not something you thought about?
Well, again, it just goes into do you think he's going to be a good fit? And I think that he fits well in our community. He fits well here within the education part of things in the building. And so not necessarily being from here, you still, this is a good community that we welcome a lot of people when they do come in. And unfortunately, the way the process ended, with the day that I offered him the job, the day before he closed on a house in Yorktown. So his intent still has, I think we're going to get him to our community eventually. But at just the way the timing was, you know, they needed a place to live and that's where they landed. And they closed on a house right before we offered him the job. So I should have just been a little quicker. Maybe could have backed out of that and we could have got him over here, but we'll get him here eventually. That's the plan.
All right. Final question about boys basketball. They're having a lot of success this year. First year over 500 since 2016, 2017. How affirming has it been for you and the rest of the athletic department that at face value, currently you've made the right choice and he's leading this program like coaches we've seen in previous?
Well, he's done a really good job and I'm not shocked. I knew that we had, and that was the conversation that Coach Buck and I had when he decided to step away after last year. His intent really was to go another year because he wanted this senior class to not have a third basketball coach during their time. But the type of person that he is also, he said, we're going to win next year. And I think now would be the time to make that change, to get a new coach off to the right step. And Coach Buck had has had his success here, and so he didn't need trophies. He didn't need to cut nets anymore. Like, he's unselfish, and he wanted to put somebody in a good spot. And so Coach Rhodes, you know, has done a good job, but he also stepped, I think, stepped into a good situation. And that's hard to do because usually when coaching positions are open, there's a reason why they're open. Usually the talent level may not be there, or it's just a bad situation. And I think we were the opposite. We were a good situation to step into, and you had some talent coming back. So he stepped into just it was a good opportunity for somebody, and he's stepped in and made it his own. That's the thing that I really enjoy about it, is he's very conscious about traditions and how we used to do things, but also wants to do it his way. And I'm in full support of that for sure.
Well, that all about wrap it up for this interview. Appreciate you joining me today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside my co-hosts,
Benson Davis,
Colton Bailey.
Now, guys, a little bit of a shorter Coaches Show today, and, you know, there hasn't been a ton going on here. We got spring break coming up next week. Are you guys excited for spring break?
Yep.
I am.
Ready for a break.
Very much so, and I'm sure the athletes are too. This week, you know, start. There's only one athletic event this next week, and it's a track meet, which we'll get into. But, you know, it's tough in these late weeks until spring break. But I'm sure all these athletes are happy. The athletic administration get some time at home. So, yeah, we'll get into it. What's our lone event this week, Benson?
Yeah, so it's going to be at Indiana Wesleyan University. They've got a fantastic indoor facility, so it's going to be exciting to run there. It's hosted by Marion High School. It's a HSR qualifier. Which just means that it's, if you run a fast enough time there, a top 25 time in the state, you get to go to the indoor state meet, which is nice. In April. Monroe Central and Tipton are both confirmed to be here according to this list. Obviously, Pendleton will be there. Yorktown will likely be there along with Mount Vernon. So it'll be a good competitive meet and a good chance for teams to kind of show off their top athletes and get some teams and some individuals into that Hoosier State relay race.
You mentioned it is at Iowa. What time?
The meet. I actually.
Well, you can figure that out shortly. Yeah. 10. What time?
Likely, probably 11.
Okay, 11. AM. Yeah. We don't have an official time. My apologies, guys. I'm just curious because you're committed to Iowa for, you know, this type of stuff. You doing anything fun there? Meeting any cool people, coaches, or anything?
So I definitely. It's the same day as their admitted student day, which is like a big deal. So I think after the meet, I'll be able to kind of catch up with some of the guys on the team and some people I know that are going there, which will be fun. So it's like I'm already on campus and they're having that. So there'll be a lot of people around to go and talk to. Yeah.
Well, good luck to that, Benson. We'll go ahead and fully wrap up basketball for the year. Obviously, girls has been ended for a little bit. Guys season exited here. We mentioned it before. Great year they had. Outstanding. I believe 17-5. Is there, or maybe six, is their final record. Lost a heartbreaker to Anderson. You hate to see it, but I'm excited for the next years. Coach Rose is your guy. 1-15 is Pendleton Knights in their last sectional games, and if anyone's going to get you that next win, you know, get that to 2 and hopefully build a streak, I think it's going to be Coach Rhodes. I like what he's building here.
Definitely. Bright future ahead for this Pendleton team, and you got guys that kind of stepped it up, you know, like, oh my goodness, sophomore played in the game, Braxton Young. Yep, sorry, yeah. Braxton. Stepped in, made an impact, got a block, some rebounds, and, you know, just very exciting stuff. And Jace Washington has played some varsity minutes, so very exciting to see what the future holds.
Very much so. It's an exciting time here. It's pretty wide open when you've got four starters that graduate and I believe two off the bench, maybe three off the bench. Exciting times here. And you've got a guy like Brant Gray who might be the front face of this team next year. It's a junior who started who will be a senior next year. I don't want to claim anything, but I feel like Liam Davis, close insider to the team, did say Brant might focus on football. Not sure. Again, don't want to spread anything, but nonetheless, you've got a lot of multi-sport athletes on this team. It can go a lot of different ways. I'm excited to see the future and how Coach Rhodes build this. I mean, for a guy like Braxton Young, I know it was because Emily couldn't fully play in that sectional game, but you played a sophomore in sectionals. It's pretty exciting for Pendleton Heights.
Definitely.
And obviously with the conference changes, Rebuff entering, Garand Catholic entering, as well as Lebanon. We already scheduled Lebanon and Garand Catholic, so Brebeuf we'll see added. I'm not sure off the top of my head if that's next year. I know we will see Newcastle depart. Delta will play for one final time, so the schedule is going to be changing. Coach Rhodes is interested in adding a tournament to this schedule, so obviously no county tournament. A lot of changes to be made. You're going to have to keep staying tuned and also, you know, look at the athletic website so you can see the schedules and such, but a lot of exciting times here at Pendleton Heights.
I'd like to say one thing about Coach Rhodes. He took this team and he came out of the gates giving us a winning record for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to do that with a team, especially a guy that isn't familiar to the area, you know, came from a lot of different places and really adopted Pendleton Heights. So you got to feel happy for that guy and the future he has here, because I'm sure, you know, a fire kind of lit inside him after that loss to Anderson and, you know, can only go up from here. Talk a little bit about, we've got baseball and softball season coming up next. Exciting things for them. Both had not perfect seasons last year and not bad seasons at all by any means. Lady Arabians had a lot of ups and downs in their year. They lost to Greenfield Central in their sectional as well as did Pendleton Knights for baseball. So two teams graduated a handful of seniors. But also our senior class, Benson, is a bigger one. So exciting things for them. We've got about early April until, you know, we start that process. So Coach Show will be on a back burner for a little bit until early April. And, you know, that's the next time you'll hear us. So stay tuned to our website as well as our social medias to find out the next ASN Coaches Show. It'll stay 5 to 6 on Mondays and, you know, broadcast on our broadcast schedule. So, yeah, got anything more to add, guys?
Good season to Pendleton Heights and excited to see what the future holds.
Coach Rhodes definitely is doing good, and I'm also excited to see what the future holds for that team as well. Go Pendleton.
Yeah, well, that'll wrap it up for this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. Thanks for staying tuned. All of basketball season, we'll see you during spring's baseball and softball. I've been Zion Palmieri, joined here with
Benson Davis,
Colton Bailey.
And you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.